Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Faddis.
The murder of Madeline Soto, 13-year-old little girl. It was shocking when it was first reported. People initially thinking, oh my gosh, here's mom and here's kind of stepdad. They're freaking out, kind of. On camera, they kind of felt weird right away. And here you go. A girl just celebrated her 13th birthday. And then we learn, oh God, this household that she's been living in has been torture. It's been hell. It was riddled with sexual abuse by the stepdad, Stefan Stearns, who is now facing charges for first degree murder and for the sexual abuse of Madeline Soto. But it's those first hours that are always very, very interesting to watch, to see how do people react? How do people report something like this when your daughter is missing? Joining me to discuss, former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis. We're going to take a look at the video here in just a couple of seconds. But before we do that, let's just talk about what we already have seen before. We have seen some of the interviews with the TV stations. They were bizarre. We reviewed those more than a month ago now. Where do you think this is at? Or what's been your reactions to all of that now that it's had several weeks or months now to really sink in?
Yeah, well, I think clearly the walls are closing in on Stefan Stearns here legally. Charges have been added for Madeline Soto's death and also for her sexual assault, which did not come initially. So things are escalating. And I think you're right. Those initial moments can be really telling because people are not used to dealing with a child homicide investigation in which they're the target and they don't know exactly how to act. And so there are sometimes some revelations that can be gleaned from those initial moments.
All right, I want you to put on your defense attorney hat. We're going to watch this new body cam video. This is, I believe, the first time they're reporting it to authorities. Because I'm curious how you'd advise your client if Stefan Stearns was your client. I'm like, here's this video. You're clearly lying in a lot of it. Let's take a look. We'll work our way through it.
This is mom.
This is mom. Okay.
Hey there.
Hi there.
Hey there.
Hey there. What's going on?
So my daughter was dropped off close to school this morning, but never made it. I went to pick her up from school.
I'm sorry, one second.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Are we looking for another kid or we have a kid?
Looking for another one. I'm trying to get there right now.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
So she was supposed to be dropped off at school, didn't make it to school.
Didn't make it to school. I went to pick her up from school today,
okay.
And she never came out. They announced it over the speaker, and I'm just like, maybe she walked here, because sometimes she'll walk here to this office.
Mm-hmm.
I came here, nothing. I went back to the school, they were closed. I got a notice, an email from the school saying she was absent, but I also messaged her teacher and he looked at her entire attendance today and saw that she was completely not at school today either.
Okay.
So she never made it.
Okay. What's her name?
Madeline. M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E.
M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E. I-N-E. Last name?
Soto. S-O-T-O.
S-O-T-O?
Yeah.
Date of birth?
February 22nd, 2011.
February 22nd, 2011.
2011.
Just had her 13th birthday.
13.
1480 Charlie Moore. What's the name of the single agent?
Madeline Soto, age 13. I'm trying to get a clothing description now. What was she last seen wearing?
Green hoodie.
Green hoodie.
White Crocs.
White Crocs.
Either blue or black pants.
I think black shorts.
Black shorts?
Yeah.
Black shorts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Black shorts. All right.
We'll pause there. We'll watch more of it. What's been your reaction thus far to what you've seen? Is this look normal? Is this, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, let me preface my comments by saying there's no playbook for when your child goes missing, and, and these may be completely innocent reactions, but at least looking at them, contrasting the different reactions is what stands out to me. Mm-hmm. You know, Stephon Stearns seems kind of like hollow and kind of deflated, and it's just sort of a bizarre presentation for what's happening. The mother seems a little more manic, which we'd expect, but she's also, it seems like she's sort of gone over a story, gone over the timeline and what happened, and she's trying to regurgitate that to police.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, it seems very staged to a certain extent. I mean, and there's a palpable lack of emotion going on here. Just when like the officer walks in, hey, I mean, and Stephon being, I mean, again, there's no playbook to any of it, but Stephon's sitting there on the phone, he's kind of showing some sort of message. It looks like to her, when he's handing the phone back and forth, again, you have the officer there that's ready to take the report that your daughter is missing. I think I'd be hanging up the phone. Call you back. I gotta focus here right now. I don't know. It felt off.
Yeah, of course. And you know, the mom looks to the dad, stepdad, Stephon Stearns, multiple times. You can see that they're kind of checking in with one another as they're speaking to police. And yeah, the way that the mom greets the officer is totally unexpected. It's kind of like, hey, like you're meeting a friend for coffee, not, hey, you're meeting a police officer to investigate your missing child.
Exactly. There's some more to the video. Let's continue through it.
Do you know she has like friends in the area?
She does, but she doesn't know where they live.
She doesn't know where they live. Okay.
I asked all of them.
Okay. Is this like, does she like have any places that you guys know that she would usually be at? Any friend's house? Any places that like she likes to hang out?
Not typically, no.
No.
Not typically?
No.
Okay. Just give me 1 second. Let me see if I get some.
Thank you.
No problem. And what school she goes to?
Hunters Creek Middle School.
Hunters Creek Middle? All right, cool. 125. Do you guys have, do you have a picture of her? Can you airdrop it to me?
Yeah, I know. Let me see which picture. I don't know which picture.
You came recently, probably from a birthday party, right?
Yeah, but I wasn't there, so I had to look at
Go ahead. That's what I'm about to grab right now. Yeah.
So eventually they give them a picture of her that it's the one we ended up seeing where she's in a dress. Looks like it's a party or something. It's a good thing they have Stephon Stearns' phone right there. Can I find a picture? Oh, will this one work? Like, oh my God. Like, yeah. I'm wondering, I'm looking at his reaction too while they're looking at the phone and the whole thing of like, oh, they're looking for a picture. Oh, what's on my phone? You can almost see the wheels turning like, oh shit.
Yeah, some curious reactions from both of them. And one thing that stands out too is when they're asking, hey, is there anyone that Madeline hung out with? Any places she'd like to go? She's 13, for crying out loud. Yeah. There's at least some people with whom she associates. There's at least some location that she might like to frequent. And if your child was really missing and you didn't know where they were, you would give every piece of information you could, I would think.
I found it very interesting how her immediate reaction there was, this, you know, does she have any friends' houses? She doesn't know where they live. Like, it was a very, like, measured, stern reaction of, don't look there.
Yeah, let's shut it down. And you know, people would usually say, hey, she went to a birthday party last year and you know, maybe you could check this friend's house, or, you know, she really likes going to the arcade. Maybe yeah. check that out. But it was a very quick sort of shutdown of that question.
And I'm wondering why that is. Not that obviously the friends have had anything to do with any of this, but I am wondering if their concern, you know, has Madeline shared her abuse stories with friends, and then that would start rolling that cycle. And if mom is reacting that way, that points to the possibility that she has some knowledge of what was going on. That's my speculation on it. But I mean, for the love of God, you said it's okay to sleep in the bed with this guy. And yeah, I don't know if she's just insanely stupid, you know, or if she was, I don't know, in on this in some way, shape, or form. It could be the first.
Yeah, it's hard to say at this juncture, and the mom has not been charged, but certainly some responses that we wouldn't expect from someone who was completely innocent and whose child has gone missing and they don't know where that child is. These responses just don't seem like what we would expect someone to say.
The fact that she hasn't been charged with anything, what does that tell you? Does it tell you that they have nothing on her? Or that maybe they're still working with her and trying to figure out more about this sex trafficking with these images, and maybe she's working with them? I don't know.
I've got to suspect the latter, Tony, that it's possible police are still talking with the mother and trying to turn her in order to testify against Stefan Stearns and make the case against him stronger.
Hopefully they're able to do that. I'm wondering how much, I mean, is it possible that she just didn't? She was so dense, she didn't realize what the hell was going on here. And then when police are pointing these things out and asking her questions like, oh yeah, so-and-so and so-and-so, I thought they were just friends, you know, and now it's all coming together. I don't know. It's a hard one.
It's at least possible. And, you know, like I said, it's a nerve-wracking scenario when you're being interrogated by police about your daughter who is missing.
Yeah.
You might misstate something. You might state something inartfully. And, you know, I'm sure her team is going to say that's what's going on.
Willful ignorance is an interesting thing, and a lot of people seem to have the ability to live that way and truly be unaware. I'm wondering if she is. I don't know. All right, Hiraman, let's go over there.
Cool. And so he was just charged, right? With
yes. Has he had his hearing today? Has it happened today?
I saw a blurb this morning when I was doing News Nation, and
okay.
I don't know if the hearing's today, but it seems like the charges have been brought.
Yeah, he is. He's been charged with two more murders.
Okay.
Let me pull up that.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.